Okay, I think the first half of the sugya, the etzim was relatively simple, was that there's sefal with his poshut ish yeshu versus kavur doesn't have to be this. Sef beis ish shema versus kavur lies in the fuhr and machlaikis. I think that the haskamas very with the paiskim was that the ikra hadin is like Rashi. One is supposed to be machmir for Shulchan Aruch. And if you want to be machmir for the Rosh and the Rambam, l'chayra the fact that the Ramazi, the Mechabed Yeshayimim, and the Ramazi Mechabed is Epis and the Tia to do that, but it wasn't, it's as if it had a chiyuv to do it.
What about doing Kinoch?
Do Kinoch before?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. It's not on the limit. There's no chiyuv to do it. No, I don't think this is just stacking the Machmir. That was easy, but L'chayra...
Why the Rambam doesn't bring the other side?
L'chayra
is passing the...
It sounds like there are Muslim Tiyas like the Rambam, but none of the...
It's only
in a Tiyah? He isn't arguing, he isn't passing. It's the Mashmais of the Rambam is L'chayra like the Rambam the Rosh. Rambam the Rosh, but you know what? That one of the Ashkenazi places has to say. Except it's a Shulchan Aruch. And Lech Masumi doesn't say that. Lech Masumi says like the Rif. In the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, Yishe doesn't have a Vest Kavua, should be Baita Kaita Machata. Doesn't say that three times or whatever. He was a blanket rule. And Lech Masumi is Mufurish like the Rif. He's L'chayr like the Rif. So, I don't know. Other than that, the Ashkenazi, if that's what the Rambam meant, the postman didn't take him on. That's him. And the B'Syais authority was, it was a cash that the... Some of the Achrayim talked about was L'chayr, the klal of the B'syaisif is that he always goes like 2 out of 3 from the Rif, Rambam, and the Rosh. And here he's going against the Rambam and the Rosh. So they give two basic answers. One answer is that there's a Rambam, there's a B'syaisif, I have my notes where it is. There's a B'syaisif or a Chaim, what? That's right. The beginning of the Rambam and Chaim, the B'syaisif and Chaim says, that even though usually we go by 2 out of 3 from the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, but to be makel on a Durabbanan, you can take Rav Minyan against 2 out of 3. And here, since we have Rashi and Tosis and all the other Rishayim, the Rav Rishayim will hold not like Rambam and the Rosh, so we can rely on that since we're only talking about a Durabbanan.
Especially
the
Rosh himself.
Well,
he's going to go.
So, fine. But then when it starts getting exciting, I think the most interesting part was what to do with the Sevgila. When do you make these bedikas? First of all, when do you make the bedikas? So, L'chayra...
Bosner also was making the bedikas before? I think Bosner was not.
Machmel L'chatchil in this moment. It says in India, whatever, maybe, I don't know.
It seems like, no, I don't know.
You have to make kinoch, you should. Nice to make a kinoch.
Nice.
When he means kinoch, he means just not harm the shotgun or just a wipe?
Nothing else to do.
The word kinoch means different things.
Well, pash not for himself.
Kinoch can also mean that to snip. It's like that thing which goes to death. Kinoch can mean the word, it's not. Sin the chavas das alayn is not under the sectors. So when do you make? So L'chayr, everyone, Pashas of Gimel is that you're supposed to make the Bedikas only after this Zman, in this Zman when she would usually be likely to see, based on the Chumash HaDesh, the Chesed Sefer. And what's going to be with the Mount Pad who tells me, L'chayr is a Dvar Pshut, and Kol Shekin with Kol Shekin. Maybe it's even Pashas, it's even a Kol Shekin from Sif Aleph already, L'chayr, is it a Mu Beres? Doesn't need to make Bedikas. Because she's Mesulek's daughter. She's not going to see. And she's Levesa Shleibish Has Vester. She's not Mamish Mesulek's daughter. She's sort of Mesulek's daughter. But Muberis was there. As they added on the Nekis also are Mamish Mesulek's daughter, as we know from Katsari and Kukaitas. Mamish Mesulek's daughter. So it's Pasha Koshkin, but Koshkin, that there's no point in making a Bedika then, and it's not going to help anything. If she did make a Bedika, then let's say she made the Bedikas. And she turned at it. She made bedikas. She finally got past day 28, and it wasn't the year of Esus, and she didn't see it. And she was mishamish. She made a bedikas. She didn't find, And then 2-3 days later, she takes a pregnancy test and it's positive. And now I don't know if I thought I made the bidikas in for follow. Well, higher passions, that's what it is. Because as Shaved Lady points out, Machinan in the Stabber, is that Muberis is good, at least Bisman is, even though he doesn't hold his Mishtanuat, during most of the Mishtanuat Tivim. But once you, if you're going with the Tumas Adash, and the Tumas Adash says, since here it's only a Chumar Ba'alma, Svara Kolduhu is enough. So Chayyar, the Mishtanu, but that Tivim is at least a Svara Kolduhu. We know that Lamaisa Bisman is that ladies in the Sulak is going to Niyad. So that's enough of a Svara to say that she doesn't need to make a Bidika then. So L'chayra Kolza is Dvarim Pshutim. What else is... should be Dvarim Pshutim. And I remember from last time that there was the Shevet Levi who seems to say that it's not so posh. Tachsam Sefer, he says, that Stima Sepaisim is not like Tachsam Sefer. Not that there's a funny lashon. I mean, Stima Sepaisim is not like Tachsam Sefer. The Stoma they didn't say, they didn't speak it out because it's posh. Once you take on the Tumas Adashin, and you're saying, we don't expect her to see, so the fact that she didn't see when we didn't expect her to see doesn't tell me anything.
Is it Shuvah?
It's in Shuvah, I think it also gets in Shuvah. Shuvah is Zayin Kuf Memhei.
Zayin?
Kuf Memhei. It's really more the washing of the Shoyah, which is a Rosh Hashanah Klein. But he basically says that the Chassam Stima Sepaisim is not like the Chassam Sefer. Because they didn't fear ice from the Tumas Adashin to say that. The Emes says, I saw, I think, Mishmeres HaTaris said already, Stima Sepaisim is not like the Tumas Adash. Because Zichr, always, brave ladies, they, even a lady without a vest is Kavua, but she had certain times in the month when she Vade didn't see. And until Tumas Adash, no one was Mechalik, which days she has to be Baidik and which days not. Yisha She'en Lo Vest, who was Lo Mish, Chanina Ben Atik, this is Mishamesh and Pishtayed. You didn't see she's Mishamesh and Pishtayed at the risky times of the month. She's Mishamesh and Pishtayed, and none of the Rishayim up till Tumas Adash felt a need to speak anything out.
That could be
Poshet. Oh, but again, Luchayra, I thought it was...
Chavis
maybe
also said...
Yeah, Chavis Asmi, somewhere.
According to Ben Echmal, she doesn't need her Feskes Tahar on the day that she never sees Dam.
Yes, so Luchayra, I thought it was Luchayra. See, Poshet, because these things, it's like, you know, this Katnur Adarius, these things that was Poshet to everybody else. And then finally, people reached the diagonal, and even the things were Poshet, had to be spoken out. But this, to be the diagonal, Stephen said, Luchayra, these are Mamish Svaris Pshutas. That's what I thought. And then I thought about it, and I then also saw the person Ma'ir, and the Chavis Dasar was one of the first ones, was Ma'ir. Luchayra is not so Poshet. Luchayra is not so Poshet that the Chassam Seifer is not so Poshet. And even the Din, the Tumas Adashim is not so Poshet. Because the Etzim, as we mentioned, in Siv Beis, there were three Shitas. And there's very serious big differences between them. There's a very serious big difference. I mean, Rashi obviously is. Rashi learns that the Gemara was all talking about a Sukkah B'Tigris, and there is no such thing as B'dikas L'Baila, just sort of on a tangent. But to take that Lashon very literally, we're going to have in Kuf Tzadi Vav when we get there, that the, it's the Razdagos, Razal, the Baal Nefesh brings Yeshmin Raboisa, Yeshmin Arishayim, or something like that, who say, this line of kosher levayel loyboy bedika, we're going to take mamish out of surf. We're going to be extreme. They're extremists, and they say kosher levayel loyboy bedika means you don't find anywhere in the whole hilchos nida bedikas for a lady who's not a sukkah l'tayrus, including hefsek tayr and shivin nekiyim. The whole bedikas of hefsek tayr and shivin nekiyim are only for nisha sukkah l'tayrus, and levayla, it's not necessary to make bedikas. She didn't sit down. She has to go 7 days without seeing Dam, but how does she know she didn't see Dam? She didn't see any. That's enough. She's not going to be. What?
That's not the right
one. If I remember correctly, it's Razobri Yeshmir Aboisai. Which, Lamaisa, we'll see, again, when we get to Kuf Tzadi Vav, that from the early Rishayim, from the Ga'inim, he's opened up the Shita, and you go through, and the Rav does say B'dikas Shemanikim. The Rav does say B'dikas Shemanikim. But basically, from the beginning of the Shita, when you go through the Bahag and the Alochs, the Sukkos and the She'ultos, through the Rif, and all the way down, skipping the Red, right? It does mention Bidikas, till basically Rashi, till the Sefer Paradis, if I remember correctly, the first 8 Sfarim and Sifs in Shita Mekubetzis, not counting the Raivit, don't mention Hefsek Tera, don't mention Bidikas Shiva Nekir. They don't mention it. They don't say you don't need it, but they don't mention it at all. What?
I thought
Rabbi Moses III was living.
Can you
shiver the key?
No,
Banner. We'll have to see. I think not. could derive in Bali Nefesh just before you do make Bikur Shem. Maybe he says Hafsekari, he says he shouldn't make it. Hafsekari for sure says you need a Pnei. And we'll see when we get to Kuftzari Bav. B'chol Eifrim, that's Shita's Rashi. Shita's Rashi is one extreme. And Rashi says, and Lebais, though the places, or many places say that Roy Rishayim, hold at least in the Ikra, didn't like Rashi, that L'chol Bach is these Bedikas, Kaidanach and Tashmish, Lebailo, there's no chiyuv to make a Bedika. Then on the other side, you have Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, no, the Sugya of Gemara is also talking about Lebailo. And there is a chiyuv Bedikas Lebailo, Kaidanach and Tashmish, at least in certain circumstances, or whatever it is. And then you have Lamarck, Pashas, Lamarck, this and Lamarck, this way you have the Rosh and the Rabbim who learn that Rabbeinu Chananel meant La'olam. And you have the Rif, L'chayra is going, Meshitas, Rabbi Rabbeinu Chananel. And learns, yes, you do, there is an Indian of, because L'bayim, but not La'olam. What's the difference though? It seems that Pashas is not such a big difference. However, we know that in Lomnes, there's a belt of difference, there's an olam of difference. Think Pashas, most of the Achrenim seem to go in the Rif with the Havana of the Mochamis and the Ram. The Rif is coming. Why is the Rif saying you need Bedikas? The Rif saying you need Bedikas because the Chayshish, since this lady sees on a different day every month, she has a Vesis She'ena Kavur, she doesn't have a Vesis Kavur, so why? Vosat that she changes every month, how come she's not consistent? It must be that she's affected by different things. She's affected when the weather changes, she's affected by the Chayshish, by the Mazalas. She's affected by her husband yelled at her, or her boss screamed at her, or whatever it is. All these mikrim, they affect her, period. They make her see a little earlier, or a little later, or whatever it is. So she's unpredictable. Ladies can be unpredictable. So we need to shame of that. So we have to be chayshish, since there is something we know can often cause dam dahin tashmish. So we have to be chayshish that every time she's mishamit. Till we know otherwise, we have to be chayshish that tashmish will cause her to see.
Why not? Sometimes she eats better this month, she eats less. Whatever, it takes more time to
down
to fill up or less time. Why we have to get
something,
some kind of
goyim? Why are we chayshish b'tashmish? Why do you b'dika b'tashmish? So it's chayshish, that's because this chayshish, we know tashmish is goyim now b'dikam. That's going to be kuf pezayim. So we know that that is something that's a potential goyim. I mean, theoretically, you could turn around and you could ask her that we also know from kuf pezayim that kvitzas can be goyim nishnasi. So maybe an Isha Shem Levesis Kavua should need to be a bainik every time she's coughed. So we don't find such a law.
Why is Tashmish worse?
Well, it's worse. If she's coughed, so she'll look and she'll see. If she sees Dan, she'll never she saw Dan. If the Kvitza brings her Vesel, she'll know. Whereas by Tashmish, if she's a lady that Tashmish brings on the Dan, then we're going to find that her husband can't be Mishamish for the Dan.
She's also going to notice.
But the problem is, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late, she's going to be banned to Tashmish.
She's anyway going to be banned.
But if we find that this lady is
over... If you don't Tashmish, she's going to be banned. Anyway going to be in the middle.
You're right, so if we find... I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to help me that if it happens three times, and now we know this is a woman who tends to seize that Machnas Tashmish, she's going to have to get divorced. Because there's no way her husband can be Mishamish with her without getting himself into a Sophic car of Levada of cars. Like pizza, so he's not going to get himself to a chiyuv karas.
Well, that has to be only when it's after Zaveirus.
It's after what?
After Zaveirus, which she saw one time.
Basically, the way the Milchamas is explaining the Rif is that an Isha She'ema Vesis Kavua, that in itself was a race. And Rebbe takes it a step back and says, Manila, she's also a man, she can't get married.
But for sure she's
going to get married. It's not up to the guy. What?
There's no way she's going to sit down during Tashmish and not going to notice that after that.
Same, she'll notice it now, she'll be also battle. Loyal. She will notice it. But if we know that that's what's going to happen, then she can't stay married. With Kvitsa, even if she's going to see every time she's coughed, so okay, so she'll have to...
Match up.
Or she'll have to be Boydik and Pardeshev. Every time she jumps, she'll have to keep shit in the clean. Because she'll see that. But by kofta, it's not going to change her whole life. I mean, it might affect her life. It's not going to ruin her marriage. Unless she's a professional acrobat or something. But, like a super terrorist. Okay. So that's Pashas Davonim do. That's how Mohammed understands the Rif. That's how the Ram understands the Rif. That's how most Achrenim seem to explain the Rif. Is that since she doesn't have Vesas Kavu, we know that she's affected by outside things. One of those is Tashrish. So we have to be Mavarin since she's not wearing Machnas Tashrish. So Aybaza is klar, as the washer of the Rif is Mukhaira Bafurish, that the Ikur Bedika here that she's Mukhaira to make is the Bedika Achar Tashrish. And many Rishayim seem to say, according to the Rif, that's the only Bedika she has to make is Achar Tashrish, because we want to know. After Tashrish is the Dam, if there is the, it probably came from the Tashrish. No, the Ramban is Mechadish. Then, in Mohammed's, it's pretty clear that it's Alt Eitzit Toiv, but we don't want to be Mechalkul or Bechinam. It's always possible that the Dam was already there before the Tashrish. And we don't have to be Chashish for that, because according to the Rif, La'olam, La'bailu, she is a Cheskas Tyra. And the Rif, according to the Rif, there's no Ishish, not like Rav Meir, and not like Rav Chananel, is that Nisha Be'etzim, even Nisha She'in Wa'ves, is Bechezkas Tyra La'bailu. Kol Anoshim Bechezkas Tyra La'bailu goes even on Nisha She'in Wa'ves. And she doesn't even be Kukurim Tashmash to be Matir La'bailu. She's Mutter La'im of La'bailu. None of us, she doesn't do B'dika, and she finds, before Tashmash, and she does do B'dika after, and she finds Dam. The etzim is we're going to have a sofek here. We don't know. Did the dam come machmas tashmish and she's potentially going to be also levayu le'olam? Or maybe the dam was already there before. So in order to prevent, and we're going to be chayshish, the dam came machmas tashmish, is the way the Ramban seems to fear ice. We'll see in Kupay Zayin if that's so clear. But the Ramban seems to say that if we find the dam, we're going to assume it came b'shas tashmish, we're going to ask her avayu le'bechinam. And so, poshta eitz ha'tayimah, she should make a b'dika before. Not that it's a chiyuv, but it's an eitz ha'tayim.
We'll assume that it came because of Tashmish, because there was a cheskas tyra until then. We'll
assume that it came. Why do we say that? Let's wait for Kuf Pezana. Yeah. It's not even Kuf Pezana. We are going to be telling it was there before she said that.
Cheskas tyra,
yeah. Right. But they use the cheskas.
We'll assume that it came as.
And that would get you really into that base of need. It'll be like mikvah shechasra. It's a, do you say.
Wait, it's a camp of the latest point in time.
Right. Which way do we go? Do we go by the Cheskas Tyra? Or do we say no? Do we say it's Chasa B'Fanei? It's Dam B'Fanei. So maybe it was already there in the earliest time, few mess less. That's the Sugi Nabez. When do we say, when do we say back and when do we? Okay. But the whole thing, that's really more for Pizayin's fault. Masha, so that's the riff. Rabbeinu Chananel, Masha Enkin, as we remember, seems to hold that Isha She'ilo Vesas Kavua doesn't have, or at least is lacking, there's some reyes in her cheskas tyra, labailu, and she's not mutal labailu without a bedika. She needs a bedika to give her back her cheskas tyra and be matter her labailu.
What? Afterwards.
Why? I'm not even 100% clear.
You never spoke about it.
It's not clear. Why is she making it afterwards?
Never said she has to. Who said she asked her? Maybe she doesn't.
Pashas the Gemara, the Ikka B'dika is the Kika. The Pashas Gemara is the Ikka B'dika before. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there is no
B'dika.
No, the Rambam says,
don't. I'm sure the Rosh and the Rambam both pass the B'dika after.
But that's
then.
Coming from
Rabbi Rosh says,
anyway, so then this number one we have, we've now mentioned one, you say this again, one differently, the difference in Svar al-Khayr and what they're chayshish for between the Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel. And Mamela, one difference is which is the Ikar Bedika, but there's going to be much more significant differences here, L'Khayr. Because L'Khayr, the Trimus Nesh and Alayt, so, because according to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh, the Dine, so what's the chayshish? The Bedika before is, since she doesn't have a kavu, she could see it any minute, and maybe the mikra she saw right before Tashrish.
Rosh says,
I did see one of the chayyim looks more like who it was wants to say because the chimud of Tashrish maybe is going to cause her to see a little earlier, but again, it's not a raya matas nefesh. Well, chayyim that she saw before, so Manela, I need the bdika before this. That'll tell me she didn't see. But on that, if she's Misulek is done it, like the Trumas Adeshin says, whether she's Muberes or Menekes, like the Man Padva, or the Mois of the Man Padva, whether it's talking about the Trumas Adeshin, the days when she never sees on these days, so if she doesn't see, there's no reason to be Chayshish. What's the Rabbeinu Chananel saying that Isha Shein Leveses Kavua doesn't have a Cheskas Tyra, unless she made it, until she makes a Bedika, And the Mount Pavim, the Torah Sidesh, are telling you, well, there are certain circumstances where even an Isha Sheim Lavesis is like an Isha Sheyesh Lavesis, that she doesn't have a Chetzkes Tayr. And that's what the Torah Sidesh is telling you. And the Torah Sidesh, if you look inside it, seems to be that he bats some holds like the Rosh. He seems to hold the Dina like the Rosh. And he's saying, so he's saying, Bedasa Rosh, when the Chashash is, the Rosh is Chashash Si B'mikra, that if we know she never sees in these days, there's no reason to be Chashash B'mikra she sees in these days. However,
perhaps the
Gurren
may come on those days.
But that, again, so far we're going to Bidasa Rosh. But now what's going to be Bidasa Rif? According to the Rif, we're Chayshish if we're Raya Machlas Tashmish. If a lady could be Raya Machlas Tashmish just as much low Tvila as she could on the 28th day of her period.
If that's her Gurren.
If she is a Raya Machlas Tashmish. And let's just take a case, we didn't learn Kuf Pei Zayin. But I'll tell you a case that's double poshes. Let's say a lady saw Machlis Tashmish on the 28th day of her cycle. And the next month she saw Machlis Tashmish on the 27th day. And the month after that she saw Machlis Tashmish on the 31st day. And these were Bias Ritzufim. For whatever reason, her husband was out of town each month for the first 2 weeks after she went to the mikvah. So it was the first time three Tashmishim in a row, because we'll see in Kuf Pei Zayin, otherwise it could be a problem. And it was always the end of the month. It was always after the 27th day of her Chaydish. She saw Machlis Tashmish. So now, I want to know, what's going to be next month? Does she have to be, do we say she's also a Bible Lo'olam? Or is she only also a Bible after the 27th day of the month? Maybe she can be Meshamish Lo, the 10th day of her month and the 15th day of her month, because she's never seen that Machlis Tashmish. If it was three times Ritzufim, and it wasn't on the same day each time, she's also a Bible Lo'olam the whole month.
What, and before that she did have Tashmish before the 14 days and she didn't see that?
What, before the three months,
she saw after.
Yeah, let's say.
So we saw that she has seen, she had had Tashmish before within the 14 days.
Now three times in a row she saw it.
So why shouldn't we let her have Tashmish before the 14 days?
Now she changed that. We don't see that she ever saw Machlis Tashmish before the days when now she's seeing.
Absolutely.
And let's go, I'll even take it a step back to what if now, the fourth month, she doesn't ask the Rav. She never learned Kuf Pei Zayin. She doesn't know there's such a thing as Raya Machlis Tashmish, which is also a Bible. So the fourth month, she's Meshamish on the 15th day of her month. On the little Tefillah, on the 12th day of her month. She's Meshamish. So the Halacha, and she doesn't see Dam. So the Halacha and Kuf Pei Zayin Sifyu, which people saw that the Shevet Levi brings in, is this Tashmish Odef Mibadika, is now she's going to be Mutal Abayla. Because she's Meshamish, and she didn't see Dam. So since Raya Machlis Tashmish has been like Vesak Fitzis, even after three times, it's like a Vesak She'enei Kavur. So it's Nekava Pamachas. So Pamachas, she was Meshamish and didn't see Dam. Now she's Mutal. If she only goes to ask the Rav after the fourth time, three times she saw, the fourth time she didn't. Because we know Vesak Fitzis, even after she sees three times, is Nekava Pamachas. So Raya Machlis Tashmish is a Vesak O'Ines, and it's like Vesak Fitzis, even if she saw three times Machlis Tashmish, if she would once be Meshamish B'Isser and not see Dam, it's Oikar the three times she did see Machlis Tashmish. And now she's Mutal Abayla. But I'm saying, but the first three times she saw...
Why is one Oikar three?
Because it's Vesa She'enei Kavua. Even after three times, it's the Vesa She'enei Kavua. It's like pizza. But like pizza without Yom.
But it still is not... It's still is equivalent to being...
Well, we're not talking about this because of the Rif of Kuf Pei Vav. We're talking about she also Labayla Lo'ev, so she has to get divorced. No, she doesn't have to get divorced. Yeah, according to the Rif, according to Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Vav, yes, she'll have to make, she's a Reyes, and she'll certainly have to make three Bedikas after Tashmish to be Machzik herself not to see. But she doesn't have to get divorced now. Now, but wait a minute. The first three times when she did see, she saw 27, 28, and 31 of the month. Now when she was Meshamish and she didn't see, it was only on the 12th day of the month. So this is Yom Shein Alubim Nirais. According to the Chassam Sofer, it shouldn't be Eikar Haraya Machlis Tashmish. Because she's anyway not expected to see on the 12th day of the month. And that's also Lo Shamanu Dovah, Lo Shamanu Tfilah Kazah. It's Nekar. She's not Haraya Machlis Tashmish. It seems clear that Avesis Ha'oines, and the same thing with Harim Kfitzis. The same thing what's going to be by Nisha was Kofza Shleisha Pa'amim in. It's not with Bavarna Vendeli, but let's say she was Kofza Bibay Mavuch and she saw. She saw she's kaftza on the 28th and the 29th and the 31st each time she saw it. But not in any pattern. Now she goes and she jumps on the 15th day. So vivai were chayshish for kfitz like a vessel she'ina kavua, you'll have to be chayshish then. She never sees on the 15th day of the month. But it's salat, we're chayshish for kfitzes without yom. And what's going to be if she is kofts on tesvav on the 15th day of her chayshish and she doesn't see? Kfitzes is nekar. Even though, what do you mean? We don't expect her to see on the 15th day of the month. So l'chayr it's muchach, the devesis or oinis, whether it's tfitzis, whether it's machlis tashmish, makes no difference what time of the month it is. Hagam that there's a svar in a I hear mitzidi, I would have said a very nice svar, I think everyone would agree with the svar betzim, we really mentioned it, I mentioned it in Kuf Peikas, is it would be yitachin to say that tfitzis is macked in the re'iyah to come 1 or 2 days, 3 days maybe, but not 2 weeks. So the marshal is probably I want to see a huge chiddush. No one says it, so it's not a lacha ma'isa. But the svar thing is still I still think it should be very glad. Is even though we pass in Kuliyamo that there's no vessel sakfitzis without yamin. But why doesn't it have to be yamin shavim? Lucharis mavun shochrat has to be yamin shavim. But why? If she's kafta on the 28th day, and then kafta on the 29th day, and kafta on the 31st day, she's kafta during her yamei mavucha, and then she sees. L'chayra, all the problems of the necessary pizzas don't apply in such a case. She has a natural monthly cycle. She's not going to see if she jumps 3 days in a row. And if she goes a year without jumping, she is going to see. She'll see on the 31st day. So why shouldn't she be kadeya kfitzes without a specific yom? But l'chayra, in Shulchan Aruch, we don't find such a chashash. So you see, for whatever reason, we don't pass the net. Kfitzis, we say, it's all the gor or the gorish. It's all or nothing. If she has a vessel of kfitzis, it's going to work any day of the month. If there's some days it doesn't work, it's not a vessel of kfitzis at all.
What if she shows chilu? After 2 times she has kashrus, after the 14 days, and she sees dam, so now she has kashrus on the 14th day. Tov the 14 days. And she doesn't see dam, so eat everything.
Mark.
For sure. Those 3 times for sure. Now she goes back and she has kashrus after 14 days. So once she sees a pattern that every time after 14 days she's having dam, saying, are we going to for sure tell her that it's a chiluk? You can't
have kashrus.
I'm saying, so are we going to tell her that you're not allowed to have kashrus after 14 days? Because you're always roy after 14 days. But you don't have to get divorced. Always have kashrus before 14 days. And we're not going to say, oh, so does that mean worry about pretending that nothing happened?
There is such a thing as having machlis kashrus of yom.
Right.
For example, Shulchan Aruch brings a case in.
No, so we do be mechalik. Eventually, if we see a pattern, we will be mechalik between the kashrus before 14 or after 14.
But only because we're chayshish, it's a murkav. If we're chayshish being kaveh mes, it's a murkav.
Any random day after 14.
It doesn't go by random. The case there we'll see in Kufay Zayin is if she sees always lo tefillah. She sees lo tefillah machnas tashmish, we tell her don't be mishamish lo tefillah. Mishamish day after lo tefillah. But we'll see, that's a whole. Because we're chayish, maybe it's only tefillah with tashmish that causes her to see. So remainless, now we're saying l'chayr, that the Chumash Sadesh not only does he himself hold of the Rosh Rabbein Uchanan, but l'chayr, his svara is only shaykh like the Rosh Rabbein Uchanan. Now why does Shulchan Aruch bring it down then? Because Shulchan Aruch passes the Rif. So the Shulchan Aruch passes the Rif, so why does Shulchan Aruch bring the Chumash Sadesh? The L'chayr doesn't stem with the Rif. So that I think you could answer. The simplest way to answer would be that why did the Mechaber bring Yesh Eimrim like the Rosh and the Rabbah? So there's different Kloyas, the Mahalachim, but one Mahalach is that whenever the Besides brings a Yesh, a Stam of Yesh, and Yesh Eimrim's Machmer at least, or the Shach says this in the Yeridei Rish Mendez, also Rish Mendez, is that the Kavona is that at least Shalom B'Shaz Tchak, L'chatchil, you're supposed to be Machmer for the Yesh Eimrim. So the Mechaber, the Chol HaPachas, is saying that there's a Rishus to be Machmer for the Yesh Eimrim. There's Epis and Inyan to be Machmer. How strong of an Inyan there is, that is maybe debatable, but there is someone who's Machmer for the Rosh and the Rambam. It's not Mufka. There is a Yesh Eimrim and Shulchan Aruch. So now Sif Gimel could be coming to tell me someone who is being Machmer for the Rosh and the Rambam, but the Jewish Sadesh tells me, but before the Yudal Yom, you don't have to worry. But Enoch Hanami. like the Rif, it's going to come out of the Rif now is going to have a chumra over the Rosh and the Rambam. Is let's say she didn't yet do her three times. So mitzad the Rosh and the Rambam, there's no reason to make a bedikah within this. Let's say she gets married, and she gets married at time the chasna just right. She went to the mikvah, and the next day is the chasna. So it's not that she never gets her period in just 13 days or whatever it is. So according to the Rif, but the Zechashash very machlis tashvish, so the maisa have to make bedikas kaidim like the round kaidim the achar tashvish. Even on the first bedik, I'm okay, the first one is going to have the sulam anyway. But whatever, let's say she's not a sula for argument's sake. So she's going to have to make a bedik. According to the Rif, she has to make a bedik tonight, lachasta. According to the Rosh and the Rambam, they'll accept l'chayr the Trumas Hadeshim, there's no point. She's anyway not going to see them.
How do we know? Until she's muzek, that she never sees before a certain amount of days. Why did she have to make a bedik the first day?
But we're talking about a lady who's 20 years old.
She's
20 years old. For the past 8 years,
she's never seen
less than 20 a period less than 28 days. So her chasna now is the 15th day of her cycle.
It's a second marriage.
So according to the Rif, she'll still have to make a bedik lel chasna. According to Rosh and Rambam, there's no reason. So also the Luchara, it's not even clear. What?
According to who, there's no reason?
According to the Rosh and Rambam, there's no reason to make a bedikah.
Just Trumas Hadeshim.
Because they'll accept the Trumas Hadeshim Luchara.
According to them, the Gemara says that
she's
Moitzi from the first one, she marries the second one, Parashim,
right.
She's making a bedikah in the first. It's not necessarily the first tashmish. It depends how it comes out in the calendar. Flav dafka from the tradition.
Yeah, it doesn't have tashmish, doesn't have to be first at all.
No. Ramban says tchilas nesuim.
Ramban doesn't say tchilas nesuim, but he's saying right away be massacre. There isn't a way around. Chayy is not daf. Mishmar Satara wants to be medayik from the Ramban. There's daf can eat. He wants to say a similar law, but he comes from a funny angle. He wants to say that. Imagine Ramban is definitely dinin tchilas nesuin, and if let's say I'm going to agree with Dina, but not because of the diuk in Ramban, that if she waited a year, she didn't know. She only found out a year after the chasna that there's the b'chlav is a riff in the mechaber kuf pevav. She says, I never made these bedikas. So he says she doesn't have to do it anymore because Ramban says it's only tchilas nesuin. She's no longer tchilas nesuin. She's after shana rishayim.
Unless there's a
race, I'm agreeing. The truth is, I'm saying it over a little. He does give an explanation. He doesn't just say it as if it's a kosher as that. And his explanation is not so different from what we're saying. But the etzim is so. But what do we say? Because the ikur is returning to Arashi Rei Machnas Tashvish. If she was Rei Machnas Tashvish, she would have seen. If this was a lady who, since she was a Nes Kavua, she's affected by Nikrim. And one of those Mikra's Tashvish, so she is Be'etzim a Reyah Machnas Tashvish, just we didn't know until she got married. So we would have seen that already. She would have seen Dam. She would have seen Kali Yashafa of Dam. So the fact that if she was married for a year and never once at least noticed Dam Machnas Tashvish, even if she didn't make a Bedika, but again, as we have, as people saw on the show, they say, a lady and other friend who shtelt su der Ramon Kufpezayin said, if you're the Tashvish Odef mi Bedika, if the lady is Tashvish a bunch of times and never noticed any Dam, so that's considered a beer that she's not wearing Machnas Tashvish. So Ramela, she's married a year, and then she first hears about it, for Falun, she doesn't need to do it anymore.
Well, how do we answer for the Shulchan Paskin is the Rif?
I'm telling you that he's bringing the Trumas Hadeshim. If you want to be Machmer for the Rosh and the Rambam, you want to be machmer for the Yesh Aymer, my brought in Siva Bay.
You should be machmer for the Yesh Aymer.
But you may, however, l'chatchila, exactly.
Yeah.
But more than the Trumas Hadeshim, you don't have to take. Mm. But he's only bringing the Trumas Hadeshim on the tzad that you're being machmer for the Rif and the Rambam.
This is your own parents?
Yeah, look, we're a couple of someone did mention it also. Let's see.
According to the Rif,
who is not the Trumas. I started getting into it from the Chavis Das, I think is a Shtukum Rambis on it. Also, just to point out, the Chavis Das, all of his kashas, the Chavis Das attacks the Trumas Hadeshim. And he asks, on the Trumas Hadeshim, how? You're going to come out, there's no way to bend in this. He's understood the Trumas Hadeshim, Lysa, in that Chavis Das, he understood the Trumas Hadeshim, Lachar is going to the Rif. It is coming, Mitzad, but all this kind, if you understand that the Trumas Hadeshim is only Negea, like the like the Minhag HaMetal, then all his kashas fall off. The trumas, all his kashas and the trumas of the desh are only if you try to ship the trumas of the desh into the rift. And then I shuv reisi after I was more or less. I mean, the truth is, it's very pretty mafurish in Shaved the Lady Zayin from heaven. I'm not being moisef that much on what Rabbi Shishal find Esther Bosner in Zayin from heaven. Little, but most of it's there. Shuv reisi also Pesachim Agavim talks about it. Mishmer Satara talks about it. Vade Yeshulchan is Miranda's on it also. So I thought. So I came in. I came into the sugya this machzit saying that thinking that the Trumas Hadeshin is svar pshuta ma'ay, and the Chassam Sofer is a svar pshuta ma'ay, and I don't even know why you have to say it. But now I'm coming to Lamais Luchari, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Chassam Sofer svaras are only shaykh, like the Rosh and the Menachem Chananel. And Ladina that we passed in the Rif, you don't have the cool of the Trumas Hadeshin, you don't have the chum of the Chassam Sofer. She'll be mukhayyif to make the Bedika even within the day she never sees, and if she does, it'll help. Because once she's Muxuk, she doesn't see Machas Tashmish, Mali Yom that she wouldn't see without Tashmish, Mali Yom she would see. It doesn't make a difference. Lamaisis, most Akhrenim do bring the Trumas, they pass in the Rif and they bring the Trumas Hadeshin with Dina. I didn't make a list of Akhrenim, but if you go through, you'll see, I think, Shulchan Achar Alchaf, it's all the Maracha Shulchan, all the standard Akhrenim, I think they do pass in the Rif and they do bring the Trumas Hadeshin. So they will Chayr living out like that. But, it's Omer Dersheni. I thought that what they were saying is Dvarim Pshutim. Now I see, I question, it's Omer Dersheni. I don't understand the svar of it. If you're passing in the Rif, then how do you understand the Trumas Hadeshin and Kol Shekein, the Chassam Sofer?
I'm still not clear. Why according to the Rif can't you say you need the Bedikas after the time that she normally sees? Once the time against that she normally sees?
You can do them then also.
Why can't you do it?
Why can't you wait to do
that? Why can't you put the
Trumas Hadeshin? Vivayt Emachayshish, that this lady is Rory Machmas Tashmish. Because I see that Mikram affect her. So Rory Machmas Tashmish could just as easily happen on the 15th day of her cycle as on the 30th
day. But just like you see, Mikram didn't affect her for the first 14 days, her whole life.
Okay.
So now this Mikram of Tashmish won't affect her the first 14 days.
Yeah, well, can you also say that?
But we don't find such a chiluk. The Tzav is in Sayin Kfitzis and Sayin in Raya Machmas Tashmish. We don't find such a chiluk. And that could be what he meant when the Chavos Das said, I don't remember his exact lashon, but he said to say, he says that the Trumas Hadeshin is Tamua, and what are you going to say? He's telling me that she's machzik herself not to be Nigra Machmas Mikrim in these days. That's Dochuk Ma'ayim. No one dachrin asked the chazan was dach ma'ay. Isn't that poshut?
No, he's saying that is what he's saying. It's dach, but is
no. He's saying if that would be what he's saying, it would be dach ma'ay. And then because he understood this, that's going.
You can't have them together. You can't have. Even though it sounds good, svar sounds fine.
I hear the svar, but again, if you go through the saiva sakfitz and piuk and achilus bram charifim and saiva kuf pezayin, we don't make such a chiluk level. So to say, oh, here we're going to make such a chiluk. In Kuf Pei Tes, we don't make such a chiluk. In Kuf Pei Zayin, we don't make such a chiluk. And here, all of a sudden, we're going to say, yes, the Mikram are going to be in certain days and not in other days, but not in Yom Mesuyim.
Isn't that because the whole Dvar Lashem Hadeshin that you would only say this chiluk l'kula because he had Roshen and Horvach Mekel l'gamrei? Only that would you say this chiluk even b'das all the other Roshen? Whereas in those cases, you mentioned, we don't learn from Rechaim, there are no Mekil. There is no one to suggest that those days should have been those days.
What are you saying?
He does mention that we're only going to use this scar of the palate.
He's saying what I understood the Trumas Hadeshin.
You can say in those cases also, just there's no Mekilim over there, so you can't say such a thing. Here's a big problem. It seems to be like a
I think what the Trumas Hadeshin is saying though is not, I think what he's saying is something very different. I think what he's saying is, but really, and this is. He's saying, in other words, this chazakah is a shvacha chazakah, as the Chavos Das asks him. Chavos Das asks, state in Rajbo, the Nisha, she yesh leves kavua, it doesn't mean that she's muchzik not to see on other days. Right? So, in other words, this vessel in the Trumas Hadeshin, this vessel is not a real vessel. The fact that she never sees before 14 days doesn't make her misulek as dumb in the first 14 days. The Trumas Hadeshin never meant to say she's misulekas, she's a din misulekas gomim. Because even if she had a real Nessus Kavur, she's not mamish misulekas gomim beyond Shalai B'Shaz Vesta. Narvas, it's a svar. There's a svar about Al-Mokalashim Trumas Hadeshin. to say it's mistaber she's not going to see on these 14 days. Now, how far is a svara ba'alma going to get? If there's a chiyuv bedika, if she doesn't have a cheskes tayra, or if there's a chashash gom mi'ikra adin that maybe she's already machnas tashmish, svara is not going to be enough to take off something that's mi'ikra adin.
And he himself says that.
But once, but the Rabbeinu Chananel says she wants to have her cheskes tayra, he says, wait a minute, that's not mi'ikra adin, because Rav Rishayna hold like Rash. Rav Rishayna hold labayla, she has a cheskes tayra. Nervos, the Rosh and the other Achrayna, and the other Rishayna, are they're machmer for Rabbeinu Chananel. So if they're only being machmer, but there is chumra, so my svar ba'alma can take off the chumra.
Hashem came in those cases, it's not a chumra, it's making her deal that we're not enough to the possibility that she doesn't see before those days.
Okay.
So there's no makum to that svar, can use that svar on the cooler. There's no makum, so there's no making him over there.
Okay.
He himself, Misvara, would say there is such a svara in those cases, but we can't use that svara because we don't know, we don't have a basis to have it. Is that what the translation would say? I don't know.
I can think about it. I'm not sure. Well, I'm just so sure, yes. So for mice, it seems. Honestly. So I hear what you're saying, Michal, but what it seems to me is, well, you have to think about it. Pashas, it seems to me, is that if you're going to say like the Trumas Adeshin, if you're going to say the Svar of the Trumas Adeshin, that she doesn't have to be Chayshish, she's going to see Machmas Tashmish on the days that she doesn't see without Tashmish, so then Luchari, you should have to say that there, you should be able to be, make what we mentioned before, is a Vesamuk of a Pfitzas in Yemei Mavucha. Not one specific day, but a group of days. Because what I'm saying that she sees Machmas Kvitza, but not before a certain day. After that day, she'll see Machmas Kvitza. So then, I'll have to be Chayshish the Kvitza on any of those days. If you say, well, according to the Trumas Adeshin, you should say such a Svara by Kvitza. And the other way, if you're going to say with the Chassam Sofer, Lahachmir, so you should say the other way is that if she was Kaveh Vesa Kvitza every 20, Murkav of after the 26th day, if she was kofta, she was only kofta after a certain day, and now she was kofta on an earlier day, it shouldn't be oikar the kvitzis l'chod, because she wasn't expected to see that. So the fact that she was kofta and didn't see shouldn't be an akira. So if someone can find such tsushta, unless you want to, I have to think about what you're saying again, but always seems to me, unless you're going to attack and say that, it's inconsistent l'chayr ben asvara to go one way and not the other way. Lamais is a rude person, you don't say that way. And I don't know. Yeah, it's a problem with Allah Khaman. Allah Mais, I'm telling you that the Khair Kal should make bdikas the first three times she possibly can. We'll see later with the Kupe Zayn Sifyut Gimel, I think, how long after the Dam Basulim when she waits till. That's a practical consideration. According to what I'm saying with Chayra, is she should make the three bedikas as soon as possible after the chasna.
For what purpose?
What?
For what purpose?
The riff. To be massacred and not to be very machmas tashmish.
I
want she... What? Not with the some cipher. And even if she made these three bedikas, her three bedikas, but in days when she anyway wouldn't see, or even if she finds out afterwards that she was pregnant, cipher doesn't make a difference. It's interesting to see also how the Man Padva passed now. I didn't look at the Chuvah's Man Padva. How did the Man Padva pass in the days? The Man Padva brings in Muberis. I say, what am I next? How did he pass in the days? What?
He brings the Maril.
He brings Maril. Maril's like the Rosh. Maril's basically like the Rosh. So he's going, not like he's not passing the Rifle, okay, so then it makes sense. Then it makes sense that he would be keying the Chuvah's Sadashin because he's also passing in the Rosh.
Even though the
Rambam
would say
Mubaris
also.
The problem would be, again, the same Shai was saying is, that we who passed in the Rif, why do the price can bring the Man Padva? The Man Padva is Lishitasei, only Shtim is like the Rosh.
according to the Rifa would be a dinner of merits.
Shulchari is the same thing as Shulchari, the same thing as before the first 14 days. Again, because we'll see the Pesach Chuvah Kufpei Zayin, I think it's Sifkot and Hay, says, although it's not going to be so possible to see that it'd be good to there, but Nisha is way not this kashrus, and then she gets pregnant, so she's still, let's say she three times saw not this kashrus, she's also a Bailo Oil. And now it turns out that she's pregnant. She's still also a Bailo Oil. I should say, because no, we don't expect her to see now. We don't expect her to see a Vessus. But Machnas Tashus shows she could see even when she's moved out. So I'm saying, I love Lamais Tzorachim because Lamais, I'm coming out against almost all the Bela Tyson, so I don't like to do that. So Halach Lamais will say it, Blaid Tzorachim. And the Zichar Machnas, I at first thought, Luchara, that's really what Shevet Levi means. At first of all, why is he made in such grace of Chumas? And the emphasis is, it's Chumas. The Shevet Levi is very machmir. He says you should make three bedikas right away, even in the days when she's anyway not going to see. But then you shouldn't be Sayyidah Chana, you should make another three bedikas after she gets to the days when she is likely to see. So he's like, we're talking about something here that's a Chumra, Rayu Shayyim, all the Khoshal Bible, the bedikah. And even if she would see, these are Chumras, why is he being so machmir for? But I see, because I agree with the Shikla Das, Lukhayr, my Havon of the Sunya, Lukhayr Be'etzim is the Ikur Bedikas are the ones she would make, not like the Chumas Kadesh. Hayyayis, though, that.
Right away.
But Hayyayis, that steamas almost all the Paiskim, no, again, the Lech Yisim, and the Chavaz, and the Chavaz, all them, and the Shulchan Aruch, all seem to take on Kilu Kapshuta. We pass them the Rif, and we pass them the Chavaz Sedeshin, and some of them even mention the Chassim Seifer. Most places maybe don't, but the Lech Yisim does say the same thing as the Chassim Seifer. So, it's hard to go against all of them. So, it's also considered the Machmer for both.
They
can't be Maker both.
Why don't you just make only afterward that you don't tell Sheetahs?
You shouldn't wait. According to the Rif, you shouldn't be Meshamish the first three times without the Jesus. If Ishishishin is going to be wearing Machas Tashris, you shouldn't be Meshamish with her without checking to make sure she's not wearing Machas Tashris. As soon as the Damsun finish it, you should right away.
Can she even start if one before the pregnancy and one after?
Yes. No, I mean the Makarchaim, maybe so, kids are from here. Because the Makarchaim says you need Davka Ritzufu. Asked if she was boided twice, and she didn't find Dav. And the third time she was Meshamah, she forgot to be boided. She wasn't boided at all. And the fourth time, then again, she was Meshamah, she was boided and didn't find. It's not the start. You have to start over again. What?
When you saw the last, the fourth time you saw.
The same way we make a
Chazar.
The same way we make a Chazar
Kulis.
The Chazar right there, that's the Pashpas.
That's right. But first of all, especially funny how you just bring it down
because you didn't check.
Why are they now they're forgetting? When they talk about the lady who didn't remember, didn't know about the halacha until 3 years after Chasna, they all bring the Ramon in Kufpei Zayin Sif Yud, the Bedikah of the Tashmish. What happened to that here? Because all the Tashmish saw the Tashmish of the Bedikah. She was Meshamish and she didn't see that Lamaisa. She didn't make a Bedikah, but if there was Dan, she would have seen it. Ramon, presents it here.
There's 5 years of Tashmish.
Yeah, they're using that to make us with you. And there's a red line on each tweet. We have two times she didn't see, and then a third time she didn't see. The one in the middle, she also didn't notice that she saw. So to say that's going to break up the Chazaka. But again, is there any reason to think she does see Machlas Tashmish? She's been Meshamish in the past 2 years. She's been three years. We're talking about she got pregnant the week after the month after the Chasna. And she was pregnant 9 months, and she was in the Nekes for 24 months. And now you're getting back to. She's been married 3 years. She's been Meshamish, I don't know, figure out how many times she's been Meshamish over the 3 years. And she never once sat down. So now. So you're right, she didn't make three bedikas in a row, but to be Chayesh, which is very nice.
What if she is Mubaris and made next?
And anyway, according to what I'm saying, the bedikah she made during the Mubaris is also going to be good. Because I've seen the Mount Pad was only negay like the Rosh, not like the Rif. And we're passing the Rif. So if she would have been Rav Nachman's Tash, she would have seen when she was Mubaris. The fact that she didn't see when she was Mubaris alone is enough. You're saying she didn't make a bedikah. So then you have to know why she's worried about Freyna Mukhar, not like the Mukhar Chaim. I would say at least be Mitzar of the Ramon and Kut Pezayin Yud. to say that there's no reason to question.
She didn't check, but she didn't see any dam at all. Right. Then it's considered.
They all bring, they bring this Ramon Pezanyo. Tashmish other than the Dina. There is a bit of a. It's not exactly a Dina, you'll have to wait to the Kupezanyo. But there it's talking about, but it's not from Badika's Kharmis Dog, it's from Badika Shvaytaris. And there, I mean, she really is doing it, she really does have to do a Badika with a Dina. But then they say, because she already, whatever, it's a whole. The case of what we mentioned before, a lady was in the Shamish three times and found out each time. So she's also a Bible Lo'olam. But she didn't know, or she was over, she was Mashamish a fourth time and she didn't see that. So now she's more to a Bible, because the Tashmish without them is better than the Dikash reference. It shows to me now that she's not wearing Machas Tashmish. Now let's talk about though, she did make a Bidika after the Tashmish. They say, you only need it over there because she already had a Chazaka that she does see. So then you need a bedikah to take it off.
She did make a bedikah after the fourth one?
The fourth one, she made a bedikah that was taller.
Oh, she did.
She made a bedikah after the
fourth one.
So when it says Tashmish Odev mi bedikah, it doesn't mean our bedikah, it means bedikah shvayferis. The Kufezai will see the lady was also a Bible oil, and there's an eitzah to get out of it, is to make a metal tube with like a long Q-tip in the middle to see if the dam tak comes from the right. We've simulated Tashmish and see if dam comes out. So it's Tashmish is all different from that bedikah. So it's not, it is a tsushta, it's not mamash mafurish in the Ramah. The words sound geshmak, Tashmish is all different from bedikah, but it really means a different bedikah. But like I said, they all shtal tzuzat tzirif, so I don't know why it shouldn't be poshut to use that against the Makar Chaim also. So anyway, but so in halacha maisa, it's a little bit tzurich iyun, and I understand why Shevet Levi's machmer both ways. But in Svar, I certainly see, and most Acharnim don't seem to be Armin on, although I did find that the Badi Shoch Mishmeres Tarpis from the Godin and Tzvulim Wad Ashayah, the Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi is boosted the Svaris more, the Shevet Levi and Ramosh Shal Klein are Armin on it, that it seems that the Svar is a Sugi, it seems that there's a whole status in the alumnus of the Sugi here, is that the attack of the Badi, the Trumas Adeshim does not shtim with the Rif. Sif Gimel and Sif Beis do not shtim with each other. Okay. Fine. So now we're going to go, I assume Tyler and to sit down and hate it, that will only take a couple of minutes. And tomorrow morning we'll start Be'ez Hashem Kufpe Zayin. I didn't really look it over to prepare any, I've done at the moment, but I'll try tonight maybe to type up my requirements at least to some questions. Maybe tomorrow sometime I'll give a little psicha also. But basically, our regular Achas Kufpe Zayin now is the Oisphir. Now we know, at least if we're passing in the riff, that we have to be worried that the lady doesn't have a vessel, maybe she's wearing Machas Tash. So now we're going to see what happens if she taki is wearing Machas Tashmish. What if she does find down on the Bedikah? So we're going to talk about how soon after the Bedikah. And we're going to talk about, I think we're going to talk about again in Sif Aleph or Beis, did she have to meet a Bedikah before the Tashmish? You know, these sites like this, as I remember, these sites that wearing Machas Tashmish is uncommon. It's very unlikely for a lady to be wearing Machas Tashmish. And even on the tzad she is wearing Machas Tashmish, it's really only a Vesa Sekfitzis, which means that even after three times it only is a din of a Vesa She'enei Kavua, and Be'emes, it's still bothering me, I didn't get a good answer for it last month, so maybe this time we'll get a good answer. But I don't even understand B'chlal how it must be more than a regular Vesa Sekfitzis. A little bit. Because Mechaber Paskin, Ramos said that Vesak Pitzis after three times Yuchayshish wrote like a Vesha'ina Kavua. The Mechaber left it out. And the Nosekimim understood that the Mechaber holds the Vesak Pitzis without Yonin, even after three times we're not Chayshish for it all. So according to Mechaber, why are we Chayshish for it? Machas Tashmash at all? It's Pitzis without Yonin. Unless you can say it's more like Achilas Shum, but okay, we'll have to see. It's somewhere in the middle between Pitzis and Achilas. But the etzim is this, so it's number one is, it never has a din, zichun never has a din of Vesas Kavu. And number two is, it's very unlikely to happen. So in order to Asra, and it's Mokum Igun. This is a classic case of Mokum Igun, is that if we Asra a Baila, then she's going to have to get divorced. There's no etzim, there's almost no etzim for this husband.
She can marry someone else.
She can marry someone else.
Yeah,
she
can marry
her. So Mamela is, but the number one point is here, we're going to, Kuf Pezayim is a sugar we're going to see from the Rishonim already and from the Achronim for sure, not just from me, that we try to be makel very much. Anything that we can be, anything that's a sofik, we're makel. So for example, is if she wasn't which is where the Ramban comes from. If she didn't make a bedika, which is why I was really bavoning a question on the Ramban at the beginning of the shir, is that if she didn't make a bedika before the tashrish, and she makes a bedika after the tashrish and she finds down, maybe we should say, no, that doesn't count, because maybe the down was there before. It's a sofek. Maybe the down came b'shas tashrish, maybe it was there before. So who says that's going to ask that? That's going to count as one of the b'shas tashrish by love.
The Rishayim have
lotion.
Shlo Tzavis has
Shlo Tzavis. So what's to see? I'm saying, but what's so then? Yeah, I'm saying Muhammad's mash would be machmir if you didn't do it before.
That's
what I'm saying. If I remember correctly, we're mekul if he wasn't bedikah before. But it could be it's machlis Hashem we're passing on that nekuda, not like the Rambam. I don't remember.
And the Shulchan Aruch not coming about the super. Even if we're going to machmir
the Darish
her,
mm-hmm.
that maybe we're
going to
still have to pay her
the super.
In which case?
She didn't
do it before.
Say that. Well, I don't remember. I seem to remember they talk about it in Kufay Zayin Sefalafi. That's important to Kudu. Another very important to Kudu, there's how, a similar idea is how long after the Tashrish does she have to be Baidik in order to Asa her about. Because again, if she waits 5 minutes, let's say, to be baidik herself, so Kuvita Dam came after the end of the tashmish. In which case, she's not pulling her Machlas tashmish. So, how long does that have to be? 5 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, half an hour, whatever. We'll have to see. That's not...
Samach
again. Yeah, they bring Samach. Shev Lech bring Samach. Chol Teir Kul is Chatsi Shom.
Should be Kadesh
Teir Min Amita, no? No, the Ramos Mach, the Ramos more Mach than the Shir of Oshim Tali even. Is there anything soch to it? The question is how much is soch.
Yeah. What is he makmur for if the Gemara says Kadesh Teir Min Amita? He doesn't know.
We're not the key in the shear of Teir Min Amita.
How do you not know? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it depends. You have a high bed, a low bed. If you get stuck in a blanket.
Well,
there's a second. Right. I mean, if I remember correctly, they quote Rav Yosef as saying, that according to the Mechabu, does not gozer on Somoch, it says the Shir is Teir Min Amita, it's 10 seconds. According to the Amor, who's Machmer on Somoch, it's 15 seconds. Which, there's a Svar too. What's the Svar? The Svar is, the Amor is saying, if there's a Sophic of that's called Teir Min Amita, so be Machmer. But anything that's already Vada more than Teir Min Amita, there's no reason to be Machmer. This is 25 minutes, some people are very lazy, it takes them 25 minutes to get out of bed in the morning, but that's zikr not the shir of Teir Min Amita. So, fine, so I could be, I'll have other things to say.
I told you that she's going to be mutter to you, it might take 25 minutes to get out
of bed. No, but fakir, the longer you take, the more machmir you do.
The longer you take, the more chances
you have to be. If you're calling that Teir Min Amita, yeah, that already didn't bring that reason. Tish Alapat is, you're never going to be able to ask her about it, basically. Anyone does that reason is never going to be able to ask about it.
That's happened now.
No, it's much less.
Right? So how can someone?
Someone is bad. Fine. So that's the. So if I think I'll have to look it over again for sure. But I think Tashas we're going to do Kuf Pei Zayin Aleph Pei Dalet together. Could be we'll split it. We do that later. Just Aleph Pei Dalet. That's basically the sugya. What if she did Siman with Tashas? And we'll see how long that takes. I'd like to finish it in a week, and we'll see if that works or not. And then after that,
we'll
see. I'll look it over tonight. I'll come back tomorrow morning and tell you if we should do Aleph Beis and then Gimel Dalet or whatever. But basically, Aleph through Dalet is all. What if she did see Nachas Tashrish? It's very important. I just mentioned Pashtus is as the. Pashas is the, what is the problem of Rei Machlas Tashrish as we mentioned? It's like a Nasa Sekfitzis. Not that it's a Makkah, not that he's hurting her and creating a Makkah, but the Chimud of Tashrish or the Chavata of Tashrish or whatever it is Goyrim her down needles to come out. Not that Makkah. The Tashrish is Goyrim that her Rechem releases down needles. So Mameh, what?
That Makkah would be
a Makkah would be Mameh, yeah. So the main way is that it's going to have Dinei Vestas. So there's going to be the reason going to be who says Lafi that. Let's say Lady was wearing Machlas Tashmish, right? So now they separate, and they're in process of getting divorced. And meanwhile, while they're waiting for the divorce to go through, because that can take a long time, she sees Aleph L'Chaydish. She has a Vesas Kavur now. Vesas Kavur is like a Vesas She'enei Kavur. Right? Remember the Vesas She'enei Kavur. She now has Kavir Vesas. Now she can, they can come back together. Because now she's not Remach as Tashish anymore. And the Chavos Das very strongly disagrees with that. And he has to come up with a holomnus that it's not just
what about another nafkamina? If she, after the third time, they got divorced right away and she married someone else, she still has to be chashish for the whole business with a new person.
No, so here we say a svar of lav kolitz boi shavus. It could be only his eivor tashmish is going to see, not the other person. Once she's married to three different people, so that's like shor chamor v'gomol, and we say that all everyone in the world is eivor
now. She said she had a different
right. And then she'll be also to everyone in the world, which is three different husbands. But as point Yale, they said the other way, the Rishonim ask, so how does it help to do this Dika Shvayferis, which is supposed to be like an Eivor Tashmish, but it's different than his Eivor? So say, Lav Kolitz Vayishavis, his Eivor was Goyimer to see, but this piece of metal isn't Goyimer to see. So the fact that she didn't see on the Dika Shvayferis, what does it prove? It's different. So then they say, no, we only say Lekula, not Lechol. Because anyway, it's only a Vesas Hakvitzis, and it's a Durabonim, and it's not Shchiach. So we only say Lekul and Alechum. If you remember, the B'siyas is the only answer. That could be the Rishayim already. But just as an illustration of you, we're trying to see as far as
we can. On the outside, they don't know
Vade Maka? If you find on the outside, we know there's Vade Maka.
And then she says, Vade,
and then she says, Vade, and then she says, Vade, and then she says, Vade, and then she says, Vade,
and then she says, Vade, and then she
That Mak is a Sifhei. Sifhei Vav Zayin is Kli of Maka. And I would like very much to do Sifhei Vav Zayin this month. If we don't do the rest of Kupi Zayin this month, we can finish the first week of Chajun. I'd very much at least like to do Hei Vav Zayin this month. Just Kli of Maka.
Have you supported
Kupi Zayin? But the Ches to the end is more side issues or whatever. It's, you know, have Ben Zman in the middle, it's not the end of the world. Actually, we can finish the whole Zman, that's even better. But